Back at the Ray Sport and Marine Mobile Broadcast booth inside the BSU Gymnasium. Time now for tonight's starting lineups. First for the visiting MSU Moorhead Dragons at guard, it'll be Natalie Steichen, a 5'5 sophomore from Dilworth. Sarah Jacobson, a 5'8 junior from Fargo. And Brooklyn Legal, a 6'2 junior from Richland Center, Wisconsin. Forward will be Megan Hintz, a 6'2 senior from Rochester. And the center, Maddie Green, a 6'2 senior from Lake City, Minnesota. Steichen, Jacobson, Legal, Hintz, and Green for Moorhead, coached by Carla Nelson in her 20th season, assisted by Allie Swenson and Cassidy Thorson. Starting for Bemidji State, Brooklyn Bachman is back. Brooklyn Bachman, a 5'9 junior from Manuka, Illinois. Trinity Meyer, 5'9 sophomore from Hayward, Wisconsin. Sydney Czar, 5'6 junior from Shakopee. Clara Wolhow, a 6-foot sophomore from Staples. And Taylor Bray, a 6'1 junior from Anoka. Bachman, Meyer, Czar, Wolhow, and Bray for Bemidji State, coached by Chelsea DeVille in her 5th season, assisted by Jamie Schultz and Michael Poncelet. Tonight's officials, Chris Heisey, Rick Baker, and Jim Urzar. Bemidji State in their home white uniforms with green numbers and letters, green stripes across the shoulders, down the side, and around the bottom of the shorts. And Moorhead in their red uniforms with white numbers and letters and gray trim, and the gray and white piping around the arms, waist, and around the bottom of the shorts. Bemidji State moving right to left in the first half. Thanks for joining us this evening back at the BSU Gymnasium for the first time in 2020. Beavers and Dragons, game number one. Green steps in against Bray. The tap is controlled by Moorhead, and we are underway. Man-to-man defense early from the Beavers. Dragons around the perimeter, top of the key, Green. Now Green down the left side of the lane, into the lane, to the left block to Megan Hintz. Hintz being guarded by Claire Wolhow. Hintz knocks Wolhow over, no call. Hintz misses the first shot, gets her rebound, puts it back up and in. Dragons lead 2-0, 9:30 to go, first quarter. Beavers with the basketball. Pass underneath to Trinity Meyer, her shot no good. Offensive rebound to Taylor Bray for the Beavers. Top of the key, Sydney Czar for a three, back of the rim no good. Green with the rebound for Moorhead State. Steichen with the basketball on the right wing, now dribbles between the circles. Steichen still on the dribble, right side to Legal. Legal down on the right block to Hintz. Hintz around Bray, passes stolen away by Sydney Czar. Czar with the steal for the Beavers, ahead on the right side to Bachman. Bachman top of the key, Trinity Meyer thinks about a three and then decides against it. Meyer dribbles into the lane, kicks it back out in the corner to Claire Wolhow for a three left side, and it's good. Claire Wolhow with three. Beavers lead 3-2, 8:35, first quarter. Hintz on the right wing with a basketball for the Dragons. Now Green at the top of the key. Right side Legal. She'll pop a three-pointer. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound to Czar for Bemidji State. Czar two-on-two with Bachman. Will pull it up. Now pass underneath to Bray. Bray all the way to the basket. Whistle and a foul on the Dragons. Should be on Megan Hintz. Well, the officials are going to get together and decide who it was on rather than just make the call. It is on Megan Hintz. Her first, team's first. And Taylor Bray at the line for two free throws. Bray line to the left. Beaver basketball brought to you by DS Beverages, distributing a multitude of craft and import beer, plus domestics like Bud and Bud Light. First free throw is good. And by Horizon Warehouse Liquors. Horizon Warehouse Liquor offers the largest domestic and import beer selection in northern Minnesota. Second free throw for Bray, no good. Rebound to Green for Moorhead. Beavers lead 4-2, 8-10, first quarter. Legal on the right wing, down on the right block to Hintz. She's double-teamed, now triple-teamed. Has nowhere to go with it. Top of the key, Jacobson will shoot a three. Back of the rim, no good. Legal, an offensive rebound for the Dragons. Back to Jacobson, top of the key, now to Green. Green on the left side to Steichen. Steichen, 10 to shoot. Hands off to Jacobson at the top of the key. Jacobson on the dribble, pushes Trinity Meyer off, and she'll be called for a foul. Wasn't sure they were going to call the push off, but the officials did. On Jacobson, that'll be her first, team second. And give the ball to Bemidji State. Rachel Hadela in the game for the first time tonight. Hadela, 6'2", freshman from Belleville, Wisconsin, replacing Taylor Bray. Top of the key, Meyer. For the Beavers, dump inside, but Hintz was there. I'm not sure why Meyer passed it, but Hintz intercepts the pass, has the basketball now at the top of the key for the Dragons. Hands off to Steichen. Steichen down the right side to the lane, all the way underneath, passes to no one in particular. The officials will say last touch by Bemidji State. I didn't see a Beaver touch the basketball, but that's what the officials will say. So 18 on the shot clock for the Dragons. 7:23 to go, first quarter. Beavers lead 4-2. Steichen to trigger it in. Gets it into Legal. I'm sorry, Green. Now on the right side to Jacobson. Jacobson, top of the key, Hintz. 10 to shoot. Jacobson right wing. Jacobson will shoot a three-pointer. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound on the floor, grabbed by Claire Wolhow. She outlets to Trinity Meyer. Meyer, one on two. Stops, pops to Wolhow. Three in the air, front of the rim, no good. Steichen the rebound for Moorhead. Dragons the other way with the basketball. Steichen on the right wing to Jacobson. Top of the key, Hintz. Left side, Legal. Legal down on the left block to Green. Top of the key, Steichen. Steichen underneath to Hintz. Hintz walks, no call, and this ball is stolen away by Rachel Hadela for Bemidji State. Sydney Czar through the center circle on the dribble. Right side, Brooklyn Bachman. Bachman top of the key, Wolhow. Now hands off to Meyer. Meyer to Wolhow, right wing. Now to Brockman. Brooklyn Bachman on the right wing. It's Trinity Meyer, left side. Three in the air, no good. Hintz with a rebound for Moorhead. Steichen on the dribble. Left side to Legal. Legal, top of the key, Green. Steichen left wing. Left block to Hintz. Hintz is stripped. Ball's on the floor. She's able to get it back. And then it's stolen by Claire Wolhow. She passes to Sydney Czar. Czar hands off to Bachman. Bachman to Hadela all the way to the basket. Lays it up and in. Rachel Hadela with her first two. Beavers lead 6-2, 5:45. First quarter. Dragons have missed their last four field goals over the last 4 minutes. Legal on the left wing to Hintz at the left elbow. Hintz, top of the key, Green. 10 to shoot. Green shoots from the top of the key, no good. Rebound, Brooklyn Bachman for Bemidji State. Outlet to Czar. Czar right side to Wolhow. Back to Czar on the right wing. Top of the key, Meyer. Meyer left side, Bachman. And we've got a whistle and a foul. I believe it'll be on Maddie Green for running over Trinity Meyer. It will be Green, her first, team's third. Wholesale substitutions now. Bemidji State brings in DuBois, Bray, and Gartner. Erica Gartner started last game for Bemidji State. Off the bench tonight. Gartner, 5'7", senior, and DuBois, a 5'10", junior. Czar with the basketball for the Beavers. Right side, Meyer. She'll shoot a three-pointer. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound to Steichen for Moorhead. Steichen with the basketball. Works around the perimeter. Jacobson on the left side. Jacobson looks to pass top of the key. It's stolen by Gabby DuBois. DuBois on the dribble all the way to the basket. Lays it up in and a foul. It'll be a free throw for Gabby DuBois when we come back. 4:51, first quarter. Beavers lead 8-2 on the Beaver Radio Network. That's your DS Beverages Bud Light score.
At Applebee's, we want our neighborhood to be your neighborhood. So Applebee's is proud to support the pride of BSU athletics. If you're a Beavers fan, stop in before the game, after the game, or anytime at Applebee's Neighborhood Bar and Grill. You're getting more than friendly service in a hometown atmosphere. You're also getting the best food in town. For BSU students and fans, Applebee's is the place to be for great food and good times. Eating good in the neighborhood. Applebee's Neighborhood Bar and Grill, next to Walmart in Bemidji. Glass Doctor of Bemidji is locally owned and proudly supports BSU Sports. Glass Doctor is the place to call for all your glass repair and replacement needs. They handle both residential and light commercial glasswork. All of their technicians are trained and certified. Quality workmanship and customer satisfaction is what you can expect from Glass Doctor of Bemidji. Walk-ins welcome or call 759-1289 for an appointment. Glass Doctor of Bemidji, located next to Arby's. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint.
Back at the Ray Sport and Marine Mobile Broadcast booth inside the BSU Gymnasium. 4:51 remaining first quarter. Beavers lead at 8-2. They're on an 8-0 run since the Dragons led 2-0. And we have a mystery player, which we don't normally have in college basketball, but we do. We have number 4 on the floor for Moorhead, and we do not have a number 4 on our roster. Free throw from Gabby DuBois is no good. Steichen with the basketball through the center circle. Steichen on the dribble, still on the dribble. Into the lane, has her shot blocked by Sydney Czar. Whistle and a foul on Sydney Czar. That'll be her first and the team's first. And Steichen will go to the free throw line. We can tell you that Peyton Boom is in the game, a 6-foot redshirt sophomore from Barnesville. Beaver basketball brought to you by Acme Tools. Do your best work. And they're going to say it was not a shooting foul. My goodness. Inbounds pass is put up and in by the Dragons. That was clearly a shooting foul, but okay. Dragons score 2 anyway. Beavers lead 8-4, 4:25 remaining first quarter. Meyer, top of the key with the basketball, right side of the lane, all the way to the basket. She'll be called for a travel. Second turnover of the game on the Beavers, 4 so far on the Dragons. Boom, Jacobson, Steichen, mystery number 4, and Nicole Brown in the game for Moorhead. Nicole Brown really gave the Beavers trouble with her size in the game in Moorhead. Boom on the left wing, shot no good. She's able to get her own rebound. Back to Steichen at the top of the key. Pass down inside to Brown. She turns around and is double teamed. Back out top of the key for 3, no good. Rebound, chased down and saved. And inbounds by Moorhead. Brown with a top of the key Steichen and left side. Jacobson for 3 is good. That cannot make Chelsea DeVille happy at all. Beavers lead is now 1-8-7, 3:35 to go, first quarter. Moorhead able to make a hustle play, get the rebound, and get a 3 rather than the Beavers get the rebound. Taylor Bray on the right block, and a held ball is called. And alternate possession will keep the basketball with Bemidji State. Bachman and Wolhau in. Meyer and DuBois out for Bemidji State. Erica Gardner to inbound to the right of the Beavers basket. Needs some help. Gets it into Wolhau. Wolhau on the right wing. Top of the key, Gardner. Gardner picks up her dribble. She's in some trouble. Tries to pass to Bray. It's knocked away and out of bounds by Brown. It'll stay with the Beavers, but only 2 seconds on the shot clock. Gardner to trigger it in front of the Moorhead bench. Into Bachman. She turns around, shoots a 3-pointer across the rim, no good. Rebound tipped around and controlled by Brown for Moorhead. To Steichen, ahead to Jacobson on the right wing. Top of the key, Brown. Left side to number 4. Inside to Boom. She'll turn around, put it up, no good. Rebound Erica Gardner, Bemidji State. Gardner dribbles through the center circle and off on the right wing. Top of the key to Bachman. Inside to Bray. It's knocked away and out of bounds. Last touched by Moorhead. Ball will stay with the Beavers. 15 on the shot clock. 2:40 on the game clock. Steichen will check out. And Lauren Fetch will check in for the first time tonight, a 5A junior from Wausau, Wisconsin. And Rachel Hadel back in the game for Taylor Bray. On the right side to Brooklyn Bachman. Bachman all the way to the basket, lays it up and in. Brooklyn Bachman stops a 5-0 Dragon spurt. Beavers lead 10-7, 2:30 to go, first quarter. Herbrinson is our person in number 4. Jacobson now in the right corner. Jacobson, cross-court pass. Herbrinson on the left wing. Takes it all the way to the basket. Passes to Boom. Ball's knocked away. She gets it back. Puts it up and in. Beavers had good defense there. They had three players around Boom, but none of them could grab the basketball. Boom puts it up and in. She's got two. It's 10-9. Beavers in front. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Czar at the top of the key. Right side to Gardner. Gardner to Wolhow, right side. Now to Bachman on the left side. Bachman, 10 to shoot. Into the lane, puts it up from six and scores. Brooklyn Bachman with four. Beavers lead 12-9, 1:40 to go, first quarter. Herbrinson on the left wing. On the left block to Brown. Sure turn around from there, miss everything. Boom with an offensive rebound over top of Claire Wolhow. She puts it back up and in. Peyton Boom with four. Beavers lead 12-11, 1:20 to go, first quarter. Wolhow on the left wing to Bachman. Bachman to Czar, right side. Czar will shoot a three-pointer and hit. Sydney Czar, her first three. Beavers lead 15-11. 1:05 to go, first quarter. Dragons with the basketball. Top of the key, Jacobson. Jacobson, left elbow, now to Boom, top of the key. She'll shoot a three-pointer, back of the rim, no good. Jacobson, offensive rebound, has her shot blocked. Boom grabs it, puts it up, no good. Boom again, puts it up, no good. And this time, Sydney Czar able to come out with the basketball on the rebound. Head to Bachman. Pass is intended for, we're not sure, it was tipped by Rachel Hadle, and now it's on the floor. Held ball is called. Alternate possession will give the basketball to Moorhead. Hintz and Steichen in. Brown and Jacobson out for the Dragons. 37 seconds to go in the first quarter. Beavers lead 15-11. As the Dragons have the basketball. Steichen on the right wing. Steichen still on the dribble, looks underneath for Boom. Her shot is blocked, but she gets it back, puts it up and in. Well, there's been a lot of that in the first quarter. A lot of second and third chances for the Dragons. Beavers still lead 15-13. Shot clock is off, 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Czar with the basketball on the left wing, 7 seconds. Drives to the basket, puts it up, in and out, no good. Hintz with a rebound for the Dragons, gives it to Steichen. Steichen will launch from three-quarter court, and it's no good. We have played 10 minutes. Your DS Beverages Bud Light score. Bemidji State 15, Dragons 13 on the Beaver Radio Network.